And now, reading and writing and radio.
A was an apple pie. B bit it. C cut it.
D dealt it. E eat it. F fought for it.
G got it. H had it. J joined it.
K kept it. L longed for it. M mourned for it.
N nodded at it. O opened it. P peeped in it.
Q quartered it. R ran for it. S stole it.
T took it. V viewed it. W wanted it.
XYZ and ampersand all wished for a piece in hand.
The author of that ABCDarium was Mother Goose, but it could be you. WSSR Radio and Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host for the program is Jacqueline Jackson, professor of literature at Sangamon State University and children's author.
We all know our ABCs. I have here with me today Demi Jackson, who's my oldest daughter. And Demi, remember when you were a little bitty girl, you learned your ABCs by singing the ABC song. Do you remember it?
Yes.
Give us just a line or two.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, and V, W, and X, Y, Z. Now you've heard my ABCs. Tell me what you think of me.
And your uncle used to love to have you sing that for him because you'd say, tell me what you think of me. And he liked the way you said it at the end. Well, today we're going to talk about abecedaria. That's a lovely word. As you can guess, it comes from A, B, C, D. And that's exactly what it means, an A, B, C, D. And since it's a word that is Latin in its plural form, it is abecedaria. And I thought today we'd play with some of those. There's a rich alphabet literature. There are many books about the alphabet, of course, and I'll mention just one, Time Life book, The Birth of Writing, which is in the series The Emergence of Man. That will tell you a lot about how the alphabet began, why we have the particular letters that we have, why they're in the order that they are. But today we want to talk about having literature made from the ABCs. There are so many stories and poems that have used the alphabet as their form that I hardly know what to choose, and so I'll choose samples from my favorites and the family favorites. At the start, you heard Demi and me reciting A Was an Apple Pie. Our nursery rhyme book also has A Was an Archer Who Shot at a Frog, and when I can't get to sleep, I recite that one. We could recite that one for you, too, but we have it on a record. And so let's play the record saying A was an archer who shot at a frog.
A was an archer who shot at a frog. B was a butcher and had a great dog.
C was a captain, all covered with lace. D was a drunkard and had a red face.
E was an eater, a glutton was he. F was a fighter and fought with a flea. G was a gamester who had but ill luck.
H was a hunter and hunted a buck.
I an innkeeper who loved to carouse.
J was a joiner and built up a house.
K was King William, once governed this land.
L was a lady who had a white hand.
M was a miser and hoarded up gold.
N was a nobleman, gallant and bold.
I was an oyster girl and went about town.
P was a parson who wore a black gown.
Q was a queen who wore a silk slip.
R was a robber and wanted a whip.
S was a sailor and spent all he got. T was a tinker and mended a pot. U was a usurer, a miserable elf. V was a vintner who drank all himself. W, a watchman, guarded the door.
X was expensive and so became poor.
Y was a yeoman and worked for his bread.
Z was one Zeno the Great, but he's dead.
That one went a little fast, or the record missed a bit on D was a drunkard who had a red face, and E was an eater, and then it went on. Another favorite of ours is Edward Lear, who wrote many a famous Abecedarium. Demi, how about reading a couple out of his most famous?
All right. Edward Lear seemed to like apple pies also. A was once an apple pie. Pidey, whitey, tidy, pidey. Nice insidey apple pie. And here's F. F was once a little fish. Fishy, wishy, squishy, fishy. In a dishy, little fish.
If I'm still awake after Lear and Mother Goose, I try Tasha Tudor's A is for Annabelle, grandmother's doll. B is her box on the chest in the hall. C is her cloak that we take out with care. D is her dresses we want her to wear. And it finishes up, Y is the yarn her stockings to mend. Z is her zither. And this is the end. And then I make up fresh jingles for Fritz Eichenberg's Ape in a Cape. And he has Bear in Despair and Goat in a Boat. Those are rather ordinary. I like his Vulture with Culture. But usually I figure I can make them up better than that. And then there's all the middle part of Bedtime for Frances. She makes up an alphabet song in bed, too. Demi, let's read our old favorite.
Frances could not sleep. She closed her eyes, but she still could not sleep. So she began to sing a little song about the alphabet. She made it up as she went along. A is for apple pie, B is for bear. C is for crocodile combing his hair. D is for dumplings. Frances kept singing through E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, and R, and she had no trouble until she got near the end of the alphabet. S is for sailboat, T is for tiger, U is for underwear down in the dryer. Frances stopped because dryer did not sound like tiger.
And then she begins thinking about tigers, and the story goes on, but I have to laugh about underwear down in the dryer, too, because that's usually where your underwear is when you want it. It's down
right.
There in the dryer.
Yeah.
Then we all have memorized the dreadful, awful, Gashly Crumb Tinies by Edward Gorey, and this is an alphabet of the strange and horrible deaths of 26 little children, illustrated with appropriate pictures, as only Edward Gorey can do it. The interesting thing about Edward Gorey's pictures is that he doesn't show the actual death going on, except in a couple of them. He has Y is for Yorick, who is, what's that line there, Demi, crushed?
Whose head was knocked in.
Yeah, Y is for Yorick, whose head was knocked in, and he's standing there beside a very large pillar, and the pillar hasn't fallen yet. It looks quite solid.
Mm-hmm. So that it always makes you wonder how it would ever happen.
And let's read just a few of these because they're so dreadful.
A is for Amy, who fell down the stairs. B is for Basil, assaulted by bears. C is for Clara, who wasted away. D is for Desmond, thrown out of a sleigh. E is for Ernest, who choked on a peach.
And there you see the picture is Ernest sitting and looking at the peach at the head of a long table, and he hasn't even begun to eat the peach yet, so the choking hasn't begun to take place.
In fact, he's smiling at the peach. And F is for Fanny, sucked dry by a leech.
And you see the leech approaching Fanny through the water and has not yet fastened on to poor Fanny. Well, the whole thing goes on, and my brother also finds that one delightful, and he pays his son a dime to recite it for him. One more there. G is for George, smothered under a rug, and you just see George busy crawling under the rug at the time. Well, Edward Gorey is Edward Gorey, and I might mention here my own ABC that I made on a catalog of naughtiness. I chose Mother Goose, and the ABC is the kids' names, as in Edward Gorey, so that, but every one of the kids does something naughty. Let's see, Tom was a tattle and Tim was a tease. Ulysses drew pictures on both of his knees. Veronica wouldn't let anyone in. And you see the whole row of kids waiting outside the bathroom where Veronica has locked herself in. Willis and Wallace created a din. Then we come to X, and X is always the test of an ABC. What are you going to do with X? And I thought my X was somewhat clever. X are the children whose names are a mystery. Brother blames brother and sister blames sister. Enough is enough, the old woman said. Now you will have to have broth without bread. And the picture is of the bread being floated off across the pond, that somebody has thrown all the bread to the ducks. And then it ends, Yvette had a fit and Zipper a bit. And you see they're mad. And so the old woman, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back, and at that point she lines everybody up and spanks them all because they've been so naughty all day. It goes through from morning till night. Maybe somebody will publish it someday, but I had fun with that. Well, what else can be done with ABCs besides abecedaria? When I was a kid, we had a little rhyme we said called ABCD Goldfish, LMNO Goldfish, and then it went on, and telling a story about AB and the goldfish. And Demi, do you remember autograph books? I suppose they're still the same way. They play with letters. Do you remember any of those rhymes?
Yes, here's one. Too wise you are, too wise you be. I see you are too wise for me.
You really have to see it. To hear it, you hear the words the way that we would ordinarily spell them, but it's written, say, with two of the letter Y, and then a U and an R, and the same way for two Y's, U, B, and then an I and a C and a U and an R for I, C, U, R. William Steig has done a whole book on this sort of thing of ABCD Goldfish or two Y's, U, R, and he's called it CDB, and he starts out with CDB, and you see a picture of a boy pointing at a bee. And then the other person says, DBS a busy bee, or a busy bee. Oh, isn't he? Hard to hear over the radio, but get a hold of Steig's CDB. Maybe you can figure this one out. R-U-C-P-S-I-M. I am too. Clue. Two little kids are in bed. Then there's all the books that are built on alphabet sentences. Maybe you've read Dr. Seuss's ABC. The one I like best in that one are, many mumbling mice are making midnight music in the moonlight. Mighty nice. Oh, he's got an N right there at the end, sort of leading into the N's.
Mm-hmm. And to rhyme with mice also. In The Beastly Circus by Peggy Parrish, we see that quite a few people like vultures for their V's. Vulture visitors view velvet-vested vampire violinists.
That's neat. Velvet-vested violinists. That reminds me of a bouncing ball game, although it could be a jump rope game. I came across it in Veronica Gantz by Sachs, although we used to do it too. Here's the line out of Veronica. They're bouncing a ball on the playground. She was saying, Edith Edison eats eggs every Easter evening, but Eddie Edison eats eggplant, and turning her foot over the ball on every word that started with an E. That's more than 10, she said, stopping and preparing to go on to F. There's a teacher here in Springfield who wrote a little essay on just one letter, Dixie Dalby. Demi, your name begins with D. Why don't you read Dixie's for us?
Okay. D is my favorite letter. D has been my nickname since I was a little girl. D is both my first initial and my last initial. If I could choose three adjectives which I would like people to use when describing me, they too would begin with D. These D's would be devoted mother and wife, dedicated teacher, and dependable friend. If I could hear someone actually say these things about me, I would be truly delighted. Dixie Dalby.
I'm rather partial to J's myself. Then there's the whole range of alphabet games. Already mentioned the bouncing ball game, but car games are particularly popular with the alphabet. One that we play a lot is the I Love My Love with an A. Because he's, can you think of a word, Demi?
Mm-hmm.
Putting you on the spot. How about adorable? I hate him because he's
angry.
He's named
Arthur.
He lives in an attic, and I feed him on
applesauce, asparagus, and arsenic.
I don't think he'd last too long, living in an attic and being fed on arsenic. Well, you can go on with those sorts of games, too. You could make up your own ABCs, which is what I'm suggesting that we do for today. Let's have fun with letters. Let's make up abecedaria. We could make modern occupations. The A as an archer was taking old-fashioned ones, tinker or yeoman or so forth. We could make an A as for astronaut. Or we could make up an alphabet of advertised products, like C is for Clorox to whiten our clothes, D is for Dristan to clear out our nose. Or we could use hobbies, or sports, or baseball players, or transportation. I saved this ABC that I found in a newspaper here years ago, a Thanksgiving alphabet, which was by some Harvard Park kids. And it goes through the alphabet for what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the English language, for freedom, fudge, and football games, for Girl Scouts and gingerbread, for Halloween and hamburgers. I'm thankful for Indians and Italian spaghetti. And goes all the way through. I think it was a class project. Everybody contributed something to it. You could make up CDBs, like William Steig, but if you do those, please send in a translation too, because sometimes those are awfully hard to figure out. You could describe your favorite letter and why it's your favorite letter, or you might take your least favorite letter and why you don't like it. You could make up alphabet sentences like Dr. Seuss's ABC and Veronica Gantz's game, or you could tell us your alphabet games. You might try doing this as a group thing in your class as the Harvard Park ABC or taking modern occupations or something like that, or you could do it all by yourself in some way. So today let's all add to the rich literature of abecedaria. Does N-E-1-C-Y? For fun, S-Y. N-S-E-Z. Did you get all that? We'll see your ABCs.
WSSR Radio and Sangamon State University has presented Reading and Writing in Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.